So far, 70 hospitals in Wisconsin have joined a national campaign to improve health care practices by doing things like more hand washing and getting to heart attack victims quicker. These and other suggestions come from the Institute for Healthcare Improvement. The Institute's Alexi Nazem says hospitals can do better at preventing death by eliminating unnecessary infections and avoiding prescription drug mistakes.
Our country is blessed to have the best doctors, the best nurses, the best technology, the best hospitals, but unfortunately we have a failing system.
It's estimated that if all Wisconsin's acute care facilities agreed to the voluntary changes, 6,000 lives would be saved. The national goal is 100,000. UW Hospital in Madison is one of the facilities taking part. President Donna Solenberger says creating a non-punitive environment for healthcare workers is key to making things better for patients.
So instead of spending a lot of time on figuring out who to blame, we focus instead on how do we fix the process.
Many hospitals record how well heart attack cases are treated and how long it takes. For instance, Meritor in Madison closely examines each step of the procedure to see if there are any weak links which would delay angioplasty. At ThetaCare in Appleton, some workers have what they call the mom test. Registered nurse Scott Decker explains.
If it isn't good enough for my mom, you know what? It isn't good enough for your son, your brother, your husband, or your friend.
In other words, treat each patient as a relative, not a stranger. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.